For years, the biotech giants have assured the American public that genetically engineered foods are safe for human health and the environment. Unfortunately, I'm not sure what science their confident assessment is based upon, because the government has never required independent long-term safety testing. Essentially, these corporations have built a multi-billion dollar genetically engineered food industry upon a thin veil of secret science performed by the companies themselves. This is particularly chilling because many of these same companies spent years using the same techniques to defend the safety of DDT, Durzban, and other chemicals that were later banned by the government due to safety concerns. I personally find this lack of accountability frightening. The genetic engineers have developed a technology that is extremely powerful and potentially dangerous. Their techniques allow them to transfer genetic materials across species boundaries. For example, taking genes from a fish and putting them into a strawberry. It's a feat that was previously impossible to do. Yet the procedure of genetic engineering is still quite imprecise, as highlighted in two recent dramatic disclosures. The first bombshell came when the Monsanto Corporation admitted that its genetically altered soybeans contained two rogue fragments of DNA that were previously unknown. Although the crop has been on the market for years, this is the first time the company has admitted that the genetic makeup of the soybean differs from their initial estimates. An even more frightening potential discovery was just exposed in Germany, where a noted zoologist released data from a 3-year study. It indicated that genetically engineered genes jumped the species barrier in bees that consume pollen from genetically engineered canola plants. The research, which is currently under peer review, shows that genes from the canola were transferred to bacteria in the intestines of some of the young bees ingesting pollen from the canola. So far, we don't know the consequences of such events in the natural world or their impact on humans. But their disclosure certainly demands a more rigorous review by government regulators. Other countries are taking strong steps to safely regulate genetically engineered food. Unfortunately, the FDA has chosen to continue their lax regulation. Their new guidelines won't require independent safety testing or labeling. So until government regulators change their minds, American consumers will continue to serve as guinea pigs for this untested technology.